Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people. With your host, Dr. V.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She can go. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve, when she really, 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 your force behind every moment, she'll sacrifice and do whatever it takes, never underestimate.
And now, your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. As our announcer stated, I'm Dr. B.J. Relaford. I'm welcoming you to our sixth season where we host powerful interviews with powerful people on Walking in Power Radio. Our theme song is by Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. You may purchase it on Reverb Nation, iTunes, and, of course, multiple media outlets. We have a very, very special guest here today, Cheryl S. Simpson, and you'll be hearing more from her in just a few minutes. We also have the Tim Montgomery Band. If you would like to share our product, and or ministry and project, please email walkinginpower1@women-of-power.org for affordable marketing opportunities. Again, that's walkinginpower1@women-of-power.org. Now a word from one of our advertisers, and then you'll hear from the Tim Montgomery Band.
My name is Minister Roxanne Brown Robinson of Kingdom Girls International. We are a global ministry in which we empower women from all walks of life. We teach them how to walk under divine apostolic anointing that God has ordained for their lives. Join us every Thursday on the Kingdom Girls Experience on KEI Radio. We hope that you will join us at the Kingdom Girls International Tour and Launch, January 27th and 28th at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis, 265 Peachtree Street. Come to be empowered, engaged, and walk away knowing what God has ordained for your life in 2017. Be blessed. This is Minister.
TimMontgomeryBand.com. Cheryl S. Simpson. Wow. In 2009, she was diagnosed with stage 2A breast cancer just 3 days before her wedding. Her story from diagnosis to moving to Malaysia in the documentary Sunshine, Noodles, and Me has been featured in numerous publications and programs, including JetMag.com, Black Hollywood Live, Babby's House, Let's Talk America, and BlackDoctors.org. It is aired on PBS stations and premiered in Southeast Asia. She also appeared on the Today Show as part of its October 2014 Pink Power campaign in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In 2014 and 15, she held fundraising gala benefits for breast cancer in Malaysia titled Benefit for the Cure, Night Under the Stars, the proceeds benefited local residents as well as U.S. citizens. Her motto is, you can manage through adversity with love, faith, and wellness. It's not over until it's over. She and her husband, Richard, are currently residing in Houston, Texas. Would you please welcome Cheryl S. Simpson to Walking in Power Radio. Hi, Cheryl. So good to have you.
Hey, Dr. BJ. How are you? It is so great to be here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. I know we met at WHTC TV 57 here in Atlanta, and I was just so blown away by your testimony, your documentary, and I knew that God wanted our audience to have you as well. So thank you for accepting our invitation.
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, it was a powerful moment when we met, and you're a powerful woman. I'm just happy to be here. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I was just reading some of your bio, and it says you received the diagnosis of breast cancer just 3 days before your wedding. How did you find out about your diagnosis?
Just 3 days before. So I have to take you back a little bit to tell you how I found out. I was driving home from work one day and reached across and touched my right breast. I felt something, but reached across again. I could never find it again. So I ignored it for a few weeks, actually, till I went to see my doctor who only handles my blood pressure. Now, this man has never done any type of exam on my breast. And he walked in the room. Mm-hmm. He said, you need a mammogram, and I thought, okay, he's either clairvoyant or this is God saying, you touched it, didn't do anything, now I'm going to have someone speak it to you. So from him telling me that, I decided to go ahead and have a mammogram, even though it wasn't time. I always got them every year in October, and this was the July-August time frame. So I figured, okay, I was fine, I need one, but he's suggesting it, so I went ahead and scheduled one. And insurance said they weren't going to pay for it because it hasn't been a year. I said, fine, I will do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I did the mammogram. They didn't see anything. So I have dense breasts. So I said, can I have an ultrasound? And they said, yes. So with the ultrasound, felt like I was there probably 15 minutes. I'm sure it wasn't that long, but it took them a long time. I said, keep looking. And hiding under a fibroid that I'd had for years was this suspicious mass. So from being from feeling something and not being able to find it and then being encouraged to go ahead and have the exams and tell them to keep looking. And the suspicious mass came back cancerous. So that's how we found it.
So with this 3 days before your wedding, did you ever consider counseling it? Or what were you feeling?
I was really in disbelief at first of all. It's like, okay, you really have to be kidding here. 3 days before, because as you know, 3 days before, guests are starting to come in. I have wedding gifts on my desk. I'm in the throes of it. So, no, I kind of, at the time, I didn't know a lot about breast cancer. I know a lot about it now. But I kind of took it as an assignment. Okay, we're going to manage through this. Talked to my then fiance, now my loving husband, and we said we'd get through this. We didn't think about canceling it at all. Now, surprisingly, people came to him and said, you mean you're still going to marry her? And he said, of course I'm going to marry her. No one approached me that way, but we didn't think about it. We knew we were in love, and this is what our plan was, and we believed in God, so we were moving on with it.
Wow. If I were to ask you, who is Cheryl S. Simpson? What would you say?
Who is Cheryl S. Simpson? Well, first and foremost, I'd say I'm a Christian. I have strong faith. And then I would say I'm determined. I'm positive, open-minded. I believe you can get through most things, as I say, with love, faith, and wellness. But I'm certainly a believer in keep going, keep an open mind, because as you go through things, if you think negative, that just makes the situation worse. Positive thinking light helps you get through your situation. So I'd say I'm a Christian, positive, open-minded woman.
What advice, if any, would you give women dealing with breast cancer?
So the advice that I would give women dealing with breast cancer, first I would say stay prayerful, because as we know, God is a healer. Then I would say you follow your doctor's advice. I made sure that all my doctors knew each other, because we know our doctors have plenty of patients. Some are more personal than others, but if they don't really know you, then you might not get the same type of attention. So I made sure all my doctors knew each other and they knew how important my situation was to me. And then I say surround yourself with those people who love you, your friends and family, because that's very, very key. And then try to remain positive.
I remember you said that at the television station about getting your doctors to know each other. How does one do this? How does one make that happen?
Well, you start off with your primary care physician, and that woman or that man may suggest who you should go to as far as an oncologist or a surgeon. If not, if you find them yourself, then you send that information back to your primary care physician. You let all your physicians know who is handling what, because that is your team.
That's
their team, make sure that all the information from each one of those doctors is shared. Many practices do that anyway, but just in case they don't, you should make sure the information is shared and share the name and share the number with them. So I did that, and then it turns out two of my doctors actually became friends outside of my situation. So, but I think it was that constant me mentioning their names to each other, providing the information. I carried a book with me to all my appointments, and I still carry this book that has every bit of information anyone has ever told me, who told me, and what I should do about it. And I share that with all of them also. They kind of joked that I was Dr. Cheryl, but when it's your life, there's no one more important.
That's right. That's right. I thought that really stuck out to me when you said that, because as a breast cancer survivor myself, I was young. I had no idea to get, and a lot of my information was not transmitted from one doctor to another. So that really stuck out with me. I know there are other women, other people that would want to know that.
So
I wanted to make sure you shared that, but that really stuck out with me. It's very important. It's very important. Cheryl, tell us about your documentary, Sunshine, Noodles, and Me.
Documentary, Sunshine, Noodles, and Me. Well, the quick synopsis is a heartwarming story of a young lady who finds out she has breast cancer 3 days before getting married, then moves to Malaysia to start her new life. The documentary, it tells a little bit about me in the beginning, who I am. Then we go into educating on breast health. We talk about my situation. We talk about breast health in general, male breast health. And then we show Singapore and Malaysia. And the name came about, Sunshine, Noodles, and Me. I was sitting beside my pool one day in Malaysia, and I looked up and I thought, man, the sun is just beautiful, and the sun provides vitamin D. And as you know, as a cancer survivor, we need vitamin D.
Yes.
Noodles,
yes.
Because I had eaten, or we had eaten, a bunch of noodles and a lot of rice while we were living there. And then me, how the story comes together. And we put this documentary together to, one, like I said, educate on breast health, show Singapore and Malaysia, but also to inspire women that you can get through, and that your life as a breast cancer survivor is not over. There are plenty of things you can do. Keep living. Keep enjoying life.
Wow. How long did it take to prepare the documentary? From what I was able to see, it was amazing.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, documentaries can take a long time depending on how much you want to include, you know, because it's really documenting your life or the experience. But I'd say from the time that I reached out to my producer, Joyce Fitzpatrick, and we started working let's see, they came over in March or April, and we had the completed product by October or so.
Wow.
So we worked on it, yes. It was very quick, but I was pushing to get it done quickly. We could have probably included a lot of other things, and it would have taken longer. But they were an excellent team working together, and then I was pushing so we could get it wrapped up.
We're talking today to Cheryl S. Simpson as she shares her transparency, as she shares her wisdom, and as she shares what she has gone through and how she can help others by learning about ourselves. We're going to hear from one more of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with Cheryl S. Simpson.
Have you desired to write that devotional, memoir, novel, or personal story for years, yet you can't seem to make any progress? Well, we can help. With more than 30 years of experience supporting global corporations, international ministries, and solopreneurs worldwide, we operate as a spiritual midwife to assist you in birthing forth your vision. Our knowledge and expertise in ghostwriting, indie publishing, and graphic design will provide you with excellent support you need to get your story told now. Visit us today at dhbonner.net and schedule your complimentary consultation. D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, let us help you get the words from heart to paper to published.
We're back with Cheryl S. Simpson. And Cheryl, I'd like to ask you something. What would the Cheryl of yesterday or 20 years ago say to the Cheryl of today?
The Cheryl of yesterday or 20 years ago would probably say, wow, you are doing it. You're making a difference. I had no idea that I would have made a documentary, that it would have an international impact, and it's being able to help people and inspire people. The younger Cheryl always wanted to do something to affect change, but it didn't know what it was. So I think the younger Cheryl would say, keep going, keep inspiring, keep making a difference.
What have you learned about yourself over the years?
Well, what I've learned about myself over the years and through the diagnosis, I was always a family person, but after the diagnosis, I realized I didn't want to miss another family event because it's extremely important. People don't remember whether you were at, why you didn't come to a specific function or graduation. They just remember you weren't there.
That's good.
It's about building those memories. Because that, when you're gone, that's what people have left, is that memory and the experience of you. And then I've also learned that you're not in control. I'm a type A personality. I've worked several. type A. We're in control. You need to get this done now. You work in high-power jobs. And I realized, we're not in control, and we never really were in control. And they take a diagnosis to let you know you're not in control. Mm-hmm. So those are the two main things I think I've learned, that I'm not in control. It's not about me at all. And to enjoy the experiences with family, because that's what they're going to remember when you're gone.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. As you went through the diagnosis, and you newlywed. How did it affect your relationship with your husband? Because at first he was your fiance, now he's your husband. You're walking through this together. How did you all handle that?
First I have to say how sweet he is. When we found out about the diagnosis, and I was trying to decide whether I wanted to have a lumpectomy or a mastectomy, his response to me was, I'd rather see you alive with no breast than dead with pretty full breast.
Yeah.
So that was powerful in itself. And as we moved through it, I think it brought us closer together as a couple, because you realize that mortality is possibly right there. So you enjoy the experiences together. I think as he saw me go through chemo, and as anyone goes through chemo, there's not something someone can do for you when you've just had a treatment. You just had, your body has to work through whatever it's going to, whether you're going to have bleeding gums or heartburn, or no one can really do that. And I think that made him feel sad sometimes, because he could not help me through that. But no one can help you through that. Your body just has to go through it on its own. But as a couple, it made us closer, and it made us stronger and appreciate each other more.
I remember I shared with my husband. I said he tried to be more husband, and he could only be the husband that he was. You know, because you're right. There is a pain that shows, because they want to assist and they want to fix it. That's the word I'm looking for. And they can't.
Yes, they want
to only God to fix it. They want to fix it.
Yes. There is no fixing. We wish
there
was
no
a fixing. There is no fixing.
Most definitely. So, Cheryl, tell our audience what you got coming up and how can they contact you, and share with them your contact information.
Okay. So what do we have coming up? I'm still working on the book. I've been working on that a little while. Hopefully in 2017 we get that done. And we have a script for the movie that we have been working on for quite a while also. So hopefully we get the script done and we can move on there. As far as contact and viewing the documentary, you can see it on a streaming platform called KWELI TV, or you can contact me via Facebook, Cheryl S. Simpson, or email Vienna, VIENNA Sachs@AOL.com, and I can send you a signed copy of the documentary. We now have that in place. Or you can follow Sunshine Noodles at Me on Facebook at Sunshine Noodles and Me, or the website sunshinenoodlesandme.com. Now, I know that was a lot of information.
Well, but that's good, though. That's good. That's real good.
Yeah. So that's
As
what's
we prepare,
going on.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so
yeah.
You got to come back, of course, when the book is completed. And, of course, you got to come back and let us know after the script is done. And before we see it on big screen, we want to know all about it.
Yes. Yes, I would love to come back. I'd love to. Oh, and I forgot, I'm doing speaking now, doing a lot of speaking to inspire anyone who's interested. That's my calling, I believe, now. One of my callings as I speak about Sunshine Noodles and Me and inspiring and success.
That's wonderful. Well, I know one of your callings is the gift of encouragement, because when I was in your presence, it was just so amazing. You just exude encouragement. It just comes for you. We need that. We need that. Because so many of us go through so much. To be in your presence is truly a blessing.
Thank you.
Well, Cheryl, we're getting ready to close out this holiday. When we come back, it'll be after Christmas. So before we leave, if you were to leave a Christmas greeting to our listening audience, what would you say to them today?
A Christmas greeting. Well, of course, I'm saying Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and then I say, let it be filled with love and the Spirit of God and faith, and may this year be your best year. And I would say, may your best day last year be your worst day this coming year, meaning you have all great, beautifully blessed days.
Oh, wow. How beautiful. Cheryl, thank you so much for being our special guest today. It has absolutely been amazing to have you. And we look forward to more time with you in the upcoming year, 2017.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me. It has been a joy, and may you have a wonderful Christmas.
Same to you and your family. As we're closing out this year, this is our last program before Christmas. I put out a couple of posts in the Women of Power Facebook Fellowship, and I'd love for all of you to go out there and become a member of that Women of Power Facebook Fellowship. And yesterday, I was led to post, do you realize everyone is not in a festive mood? Today, take a moment and offer a prayer for those who suffer from depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, and various types of mental and psychological disorders. Remember, but for the grace of God, it could be you or I. So I hope that you take that into consideration and empathize with someone, because they may not be smiling. It may have nothing to do with you. So just empathize with them. And lastly, I said this morning, are you working hard or working smart? Whether you're a guest or a host, pace yourself so that you may also enjoy the holiday season. That would be a great gift to give yourself, the gift of pacing yourself. Try it. Merry Christmas from the staff, myself, of Walking in Power Radio, and whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power. Merry Christmas.